That was Nirvana with Rape Me. But why, Kurt? On the Tom and Jack podcast. I'm Jack. With me. Just three guesses. It's Tom Ratcliffe.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I had prepared a little opening bit of satire.
Oh, really?
To the podcast. I'm not sure that it's still pertinent.
Why?
Given the day's events, the night's events even. I suppose it still is in a way. I was going to do a little bit about how, with another 5 years of Tory government and austerity, that this podcast would be privatised.
Good.
And the first 30 seconds are free, but you would then have to pay from then on.
I like it. That's good.
Never mind. More jokes like that later.
Well, I've got one as well.
Here we go.
So it looks like we're going to have a coalition between a backward party of homophobes.
Yeah.
And the DUP.
Hey!
That's good,
isn't it? Oh, I had another one, actually.
Really?
It looks like we're going to have a joining of two nations, of England and of Ireland, much like this wonderful podcast.
Great, yeah. Not technically a
joke. It's what the nation wants. It's not a joke. It's the truth.
That, actually, yeah, you're very much the Tory. No, because I'm certainly the majority. I don't feel like it's there. I stayed up with an election erection all the way till 25 past five. Like an idiot for no reason.
That's strange, because I woke up at about 20 past five. So we had a little bit of overlap there.
All I remember was David Dimbleby going, and this is 5:15 news.
David.
Oh.
David had tranced you into watching all of that.
I was looking at David Dimbleby's face for 8 hours.
That could be a worse face.
How do they keep going?
How does Jeremy Vine keep going? Jeremy Vine.
That was weird.
Jeremy Vine went on with that CGI green screen stuff from, I don't know, roughly 10:30 PM, right the way through till about 11 AM.
Yeah, it was. That was.
He did a 12-hour shift through the night.
That was the most the day-to-day thing I've ever seen.
But I loved it.
Every time they came back to him, he had another wacky, different way of showing it. Did you see? Oh, you wouldn't have seen this. It was about 3 AM. He was inside a clock tower.
Oh, the swingometer. They did that twice. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Yeah, he was inside the virtual House of Parliament, which is good. Whatever, there were loads of that.
There was a virtual sort of Hall of History.
Yeah.
That was nice, I like that one.
Standing on the UK as well.
Was he?
Yeah, he's still in the UK.
Like they used to do the weather on This Morning.
A bit like that, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And like the new Thrones trailer.
Lovely.
Yeah, mad.
Jeremy Vine.
Oh, God.
What an interesting man.
I can't believe I watched it for that long.
Mm.
Dimbleby was on fire, actually, in fairness.
Always is.
He was just swatting flies at one point. And another time he was just talking to someone about the architecture of the building they were studying. Insanity.
Wonderful.
TV.
Well, you got to fill time, haven't you?
Yeah, I know.
It's something like that.
It was for like the first 3 or 4 hours, there's no results. Or there's like, there were like 5 results. And they had to just fill that airtime. It was mad.
It's crackers watching some of the way. You get a real insight into the way that UK politics works. Watching those students literally relaying boxes of votes is bizarre. With their white gloves on.
How are we still counting votes by hand?
I don't know.
That seems mental, doesn't it? Oh, I don't know. Like, enough elections.
Yeah, it's hurting my brain now.
Enough of polls.
It's too much to think about.
Not the race.
Race?
Yeah.
I don't think you can call Polish people a race.
Not the nationality, then.
Okay.
You're the half racist.
Me?
Yeah. I think we talked recently about what the iconic image of this election would be, and I think it's the wheat fields thing.
Yeah, possibly.
I think that's taken it.
I think Corbyn slapping the boob has
too
close to the end of the election for everyone to.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wheat thing probably didn't do her any favours.
I'll say about that conversation you had with that woman at work.
What was that?
When you asked her if she voted
for Oh, yes. So, a very posh girl that I work with. She's, well, not our age. She's 22, maybe 23. She doesn't normally vote, doesn't take an interest in politics. But sort of people at work convinced her that she should because of X, Y, Z. So she did, eventually. But she was saying she was going to vote for a Conservative. So yesterday morning, turned up at work and I said, "So did you vote Tory in the end?" She said, "No, I voted Conservative."
Right.
And there, in and of itself, is the reason why. If anyone has said to you over the last couple of weeks, any vote is better than no vote.
It's not, is it?
No.
My sister spoiled her paper.
How?
I don't know. Just how do you out do that? Wall or whatever. Mental.
Democracy simply doesn't work.
Right, what's coming up on the show?
We have got a little bit of an item, what's called a spoonful of weather.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
I'm going to take you through, Tom, I'm going to take you through, and the listeners, I suppose.
In a way, yeah.
On a journey through this week's episode of First Dates.
Fantastic.
The purpose being, it's been bounded around on the internet, one of the most awkward bits ever to have happened on First Date. It's a very awkward bit of telly, but not the bit that I found awkward and not the bit that I think you'll find awkward.
Oh, really?
But more on that later.
Wow. Well, I think, should we play a song?
Please.
Okay.
What are we having?
We can listen to Life.
The times, they are changing.
Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts.
Why?
Because I thought it's political, isn't it?
Is it?
Listen very carefully.
Okay.
That was Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. Tom and Jack podcast.
Where's your pizzazz?
Sorry, it's really not me for six, that sleep pattern change.
Yeah.
And I've got hay fever. Oh, I'm such
a You're a mess.
I know. Right. What do you want to do first? What do you want to do first?
I'd like to do my little First Dates bit first.
Okay.
Should we do that first?
Or why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, well, for anyone who hasn't seen First Dates, do you want to briefly explain?
First Dates is a Channel 4 programme on around 10 p.m. on a Wednesday, I think. The premise of which, two people that have never met before go to a restaurant in London and they have a blind date, which gets filmed from various different angles, from various different hidden cameras.
Great.
And then they normally do a little VT bit at the start where they each person explains who they are, why they've applied, blah, blah, blah. You normally get some like soppy bits in between the date. And then at the end, they come together for the VT. They sit down and they say, someone behind the camera goes, "Would you like to see each other again?" And then they turn to each other and go, "You first."
Yeah.
"No, you first."
Every time.
"No, ladies first." "Yeah, but I want you to go first." And then the bloke goes, "Yeah, I'd like to see you again, yeah." And she goes, "Oh,
well, you are not." "But as a friend."
Yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. Got a little friend date.
Yeah.
Great.
Little friend date. Little friend date. I'll bring all my mates. Maybe you can date one of them.
I like the ones before where they're in the pre-date interviews. It's sort of a chance to get to know them.
Yeah.
And when it's someone and it's like, I go to the gym, and the entire interview is about them going to the gym, or a plate spinner or something.
Mm.
They go, "Oh, a plate spinner must be..." And that's it. And they just focus on that for 3 minutes.
Good, isn't it?
Ugh. What are these people?
Right. So the first clip I'm going to play to you, this is the one... Actually, I'm not going to tell you which one's which. I'm going to let you decide which date you think is more awkward.
Right, so the nation has decided one's awkward.
Yes.
And you've gone against the grain.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think you will too.
So I'll try and guess which one you think is more awkward, and I will also say which one I think
yes.
is more awkward.
Okay. Yes. I think that they're both awkward, but one... Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
Here's the first one. This date involves two very large Scottish gay men.
Okay.
Yeah, probably... I don't know, in the 40s, 50s. Sit down for dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is sort of a bit on the edge about things. He asks to go out for a fag before the main course comes. He goes out. He's been gone for a while, though. He comes back in.
I'm alright. You hungry? I'm alright. I sound really bad, but... I don't find you attractive. You're a really genuine guy, right? And we seem to get along, but I just don't have that connection with you. What's the point in staying and having main course and having dinners and...
So you can't have main course?
Not yet.
So, that's what's going on. So, he's basically said, look, I'm going to be straight with you. I don't find you attractive. I don't really think there's much point in carrying on in this date.
Right. What the hell happened on that cigarette break?
I think he decided before the cigarette break.
Do you want to cancel main course? It's up to you. I'll cancel mine. That's easier.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hi there, sir.
So I believe you're having an early departure.
Do you want to pay your half of the bill now?
Aye. Yes.
Okay. Give me one second.
Thank you. It's bizarre. We're on a blind date. We're joined together to have a laugh and a giggle and... Don't be sick.
Don't be sick.
So, he pays his half of the bill, gets up and walks out. The other bloke continues to have his steak delivered and sits there and eats it by himself. Oh. Painful. Date number two
okay.
is a young couple.
Right.
Guy comes in first. I should have written their names down. I apologise. I think the guy's name is Chris. Okay. Could be wrong.
26-year-old musician Charlie is in search of a lady with whom he can share his globe-trotting adventures.
Hello. How are you?
Good evening. Yeah, very good, thank you.
What's your name, please?
Charlie.
Are you always going somewhere with your guitar? Or?
I've just been jamming in the underground.
You?
Yeah.
What music do you play?
A bit of reggae.
Oh, nice.
I'm a free spirit. I love to travel.
There you are.
So, Charlie comes in with his guitar on his back. He's just been jamming on the underground. Bit of a free spirit. So, after this point, he sits down at the table. And then the girl comes in and you do the little VT around her. Lovely, very pretty girl from Lancashire. I think they're both probably around 21, 22, 23 sort of age.
Mm.
Nice, polite young girl. She shares the same passion for travelling. She wants someone to travel the world with. Days ahead. They have a really successful date. There's a bit in the middle where there's a really soppy bit. His brother passed away and that's obviously, you know... influenced his life and blah blah blah, and she feels really sorry for him and they talk about that sort of thing where instead of going on a night out, why don't you go for a weekend in Ireland? Go and visit the Giant's Causeway. So okay, great, whatever, if that's what you're into, fine. But they're both into it. She's into him, he's into her. And then they go to... So for the first date's restaurant has a little bar area, the restaurant area, and then it's got a little outside bit. There's a couple of little patio, couple of sofas out there with some blankets and stuff. They take things outside.
I've got my guitar here. So...
Play me your favourite song. I want to know what your favourite song is.
Okay. Here I go.
No woman, no cry. Oh, no woman, no cry.
Everything gonna be all
right.
You go. No, that was really good.
Tom, which of the two dates there do you think was more uncomfortable for you?
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. That is like a... No one sing... Do white people sing that song in that way? Saying ting. Well,
he wasn't, I will say, he was, I don't know where he was from. He was very, very lightly brown skinned, but I don't think he was from any kind of African background, certainly not Jamaican background. I think he was probably pretty English through and through.
That is, well, I know the answers. Okay, so the first one is obviously what the nation think is worse.
Correct.
And don't get me wrong, there's nothing more pathetic than seeing someone eat on their own, and that's why I don't eat in public. But part two of that is one of the most embarrassing things it's worse because she thinks that's acceptable. If someone,
it's disgraceful.
Turning up to a date on the guitar with a guitar is appalling. That's the sort of thing we should get people spayed for. And then there's lines in The Office where David Brent talks about singing a wonderful rendition of No Woman, No Cry by the late great Bob Marley.
I know.
That is. And then he goes, and now you. Like,
and she goes, no.
Like, is it a gig? That's
it worked, unfortunately. She said, yes, I'd like to see you again. And then they did a little VT bit at the end, like a flash forward, and they went on a trip to Italy and stuff. And Well, I don't know what to say about it. It made me feel unwell. I was crying with laughter.
Someone's saying, was that the same episode?
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone saying this is a waste of time is nowhere near as embarrassing as thinking you're cool.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I know. I don't agree with it. I don't, you know, I suppose it was quite a harsh thing to turn to him and go, do you know what, this isn't working, this isn't going to work, I'm not into you. But, do you know what? At least they didn't waste each other's time. Well, they did a little bit, but, you know, you can never know those things. Just to...
Everything going to be all right. I
do
hope so, mate.
No,
yeah, that was it as well. I mean,
your favourite song is No Woman, No Cry. Is it?
Dreadful.
Is it?
That is.
Because if it is, it shouldn't be.
That's just right, me. Someone I know once said their favourite film of all time. You'll never guess this in a million years. Troy. I bet you never thought you'd hear someone say those words.
Never.
I mean, oh, what is wrong with people? That's like, I remember I was in the car once with my girlfriend listening to Radio 1. He's playing me, and goes, hi, I want to dedicate this song to my girlfriend. It's our favourite song. What is it? A-Team by Ed Sheeran.
A song about prostitutes.
Exactly.
And not even a good one.
No. Oh, that's... Was he wearing, like... yoga pants or anything that bloke?
No, he was wearing a black t-shirt with a red and black checked shirt over the top,
right.
But not like a good cool checked shirt, like
right.
One that you'd get from Peacocks for about £8.
Right, okay.
But he'd just been jamming on the tube, man. So
that's
take
true.
A chill pill, yeah.
Yeah.
Take a load off, yeah.
That is
just go do some traveling, yeah.
That's exhausted me further. I mean, a pretension is worse than anything, I think, really, isn't it? People who think they saw... And that cod spiritualism I hate more than anything.
To take a guitar with you on a first date
arsehole. You are an arsehole, I'm afraid. You are an arsehole.
Right, that's enough arseholes now, because we're going to get in trouble for saying arsehole.
Actually, no, we're not.
It's our podcast.
Yeah, but, and also... no one would convict us for saying arsehole in reference to that bloke, would they?
No, surely not.
Title it, the arsehole and brought his guitar to tea. Oh, Christ. Right, I need some music to cleanse my palate.
No, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, yeah?
George Harrison with Got My Mind Set On You. We missed you, George.
Yeah. What did he die? Was he shot as well?
No.
Oh.
I don't remember what he died of, though. I think he died in the early noughties.
He died of a broken heart.
No. I don't know about that. That was you thinking of Johnny Cash.
Is that what actually happened? I know it happened to Queen Amidala in Star Wars.
That's how people say Johnny Cash died.
What did he actually
because
die? Because of the hurt thing.
Because June died not long before he did.
What, the month?
I don't know the time scale. I haven't seen Walk the Line for years. Good film though. I don't know, mate.
Just catching up on a bit of election chat during it.
Mm.
Oh,
it's nice, isn't it? Nice to be victimised. Yeah. for your age.
Say what you just said to me about your girlfriend's boss.
Not a boss. Okay. Someone on her team, a woman probably, I don't know, in her 40s, said this morning, "You don't know what you young people have done to this country." First of all, what an overdramatic statement.
I love when people say stuff that could be taken from a film.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Like, they're just sat in the staff room or whatever. And
are you real?
I don't know what you've done to this country.
You've ruined me. And also...
Oh.
Just...
I know, you all wanted us to vote. Or did you? Or did you just want more votes for who you wanted to win?
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
Normally, when people say stuff like that, I'm happy to laugh and let it roll off. But for once, I've heard it a few times from people today.
Really?
And I actually find it quite insulting.
Yeah.
Because it's essentially people telling us that we're stupid. And I don't overly like that. Mm. I'm sure there's a lot of young, stupid people out there. In fact, I know plenty. Here's five. No,
to quote Homer Simpson, "If I'm so stupid, how come I broke you?"
Yeah.
That's how you think about.
There you go.
Yeah. Also, the 72% turnout of young people that I've seen bandy about today, there is no... That's not been released anywhere. So
I know.
Plucked that out of nowhere and just everyone's gone. That sums up the way people act on social media and stuff. Just completely unsubstantiated, all of that.
I know. It's a shame.
Going, young people. Well, I don't like the other way as well, where they're going, "Young people, you've saved this country for the Britain Republic." Just shut up. Why is it all on us?
It's always the same on social media. It's people trying to use whatever the conversation is to get, sadly, retweets, likes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
After the One Love Manchester concert, I saw people people sharing a post saying the gig hasn't even finished and people have raised over £9.5 million for the British Red Cross. No one had said anything officially from anywhere. The British Red Cross, anyone from running the One Love Manchester
just
gig.
Who cares?
Just put a number out and make it sound good, yeah, and then people will share it.
It's like that Liam Gallagher thing really annoyed me, him slagging off Noel, because I don't know why. The Smiths didn't perform. Morrissey, Johnny Marr, the Stone Roses didn't turn up. Liam Gallagher turned up, fair play, turned up, played with Coldplay, also played his new single.
That was painful.
So I don't really know what the rules are.
That made me really uncomfortable. The chords started playing. I was like, I don't recognise this Oasis song. And then he got into it. I was like, oh, it's your new one.
It's weird,
that you're trying to plug.
It is a
well
word.
Done.
It's a better one.
It's all right, but...
No. Oh. Well, yeah.
I'd rather heard something else, Oasis. It was quite funny, though, looking at a crowd of 14-year-old girls while Rock and Roll Star was going on. I've just been like, I don't know what's happening right now.
I've never seen Live Forever played before where the crowd didn't know a single word. That was genuinely quite impressive.
It's strange, isn't it?
I'm now no longer young.
Hmm.
Because these are young people and they don't know who that is on stage. It really wasn't his gig, was it?
No, not at all.
I mean, obviously, literally it wasn't, but it wasn't his crowd.
Yeah.
Very strange. And then it turns out Noel had been donating all the proceeds from
Don't Look Back in Anger
to it.
Oh. Funny that, isn't it, when you wait to hear both sides of the story.
Yeah,
but why bother sometimes? Why not just point fingers? That's what I tend to find works.
People just calling out Noel Gallagher and think, you have no idea what's going on, do you? You have absolutely no idea about it. Why don't you just shut up? Not everyone wants to hear your opinion.
A woman who I work with, actually, you might find this funny, said many moons ago she forgot to vote in a council election, and her dad said to her, it's people like you that got the Nazis in. And she's never missed a vote since.
Oh, we're good. So there's a little moral behind that. Yeah.
There you go.
That's also not true.
inject people with misguided fear and they will do as you say. There you go.
That's... yeah, I know.
Did you want me to tell that story about... before I forget? Because it is something to do with someone else at work. That's in fact, it's to do with the same person at work. Okay. So.
You tell that. We'll play a song and then we'll do Spoonful of Weather.
Lovely. So I'll tell it quickly.
Well, faster than that.
Okay. So, woman that sits behind me at work was talking about getting a speaker for a thing called a ladies' lunch, which is as horrendous as you imagine it to be.
Is that like a WI thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's clear that up. I'm not being sexist in any way. I've been to them.
No, it's
wonderful. They do some great fundraising for great charities, but... it is a lot of old women sitting around going, oh, you wouldn't believe, oh God, oh no, well, oh dear, oh well, gee, oh, well, I know, oh. And it's like, oh God, just get me home, please. the woman at work suggested getting, whose name I can't remember for the life of me, she's a Paralympic basketball player. She was in the latest Paralympics and she's from the local area. She lost both of her legs in the 7/7 bombings. And then her story has been from that to being in the Paralympics.
I know of her, I don't know her name.
I think a lot of people know of her, probably couldn't remember her name. Mm. She knows her directly, the woman from work, so she said, well, why don't I get her? She'd be a great speaker. Mm. And then she proceeded to talk about how she knew her. She knew her from her old job, right?
Right.
She told... my line manager wasn't in the room at the time, right? And she told the people in the room... that they had gone out for drinks on the night of the 6th of the 7th, and then on the day of the 7th of the 7th, she didn't turn up to work. People were worried. People didn't know what happened. People didn't know if she was okay. They found out later in the day at work that she'd been injured. They didn't know how badly, and then it turned out that she'd lost her legs, and it was awful, right?
Okay.
My line manager walks back in late in the story, and she goes, oh, you're talking about Thingy, because she clearly knew her as well. She was like, oh yeah, I've met her before, I know her. She's a lovely lady, she's wonderful. And then the other woman who knows her started telling the story again, and she went, oh yeah, I was just saying to the other guys, I used to work with her and we went out for drinks on the night of the 6th or the 7th, and then on the 7th or the 7th she didn't turn up to work. And my line manager started laughing and she went, oh God, a bit too heavy a night, was it? And we were just sat there like, oh God, oh no. I don't know what to say.
Wait, but surely she... did she not know the story?
She knew the woman. She must have put two and two together. But she just sat there laughing.
What, and just
crazy.
Everywhere else?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I don't know whether or not to say anything. But I was too awkward, I didn't say anything. I couldn't bring myself to do it. It was so bad.
Dreadful.
So painful. Oh, you could just cut the awkwardness with a knife.
How did that end?
Everyone just shut up about it. No one's mentioned it since.
Wow.
And this was a few weeks ago now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That reminds me, there was a... when I was at Argos, this bloke told me a story about... someone told him to take his Christmas lights down or something.
Yeah.
And he told the story about punching his neighbour in the head whilst he was stood next to his infant son.
What?
Yeah, and he thought that was like a hilarious story, and I was like, okay. I don't really know what to make of that. I don't know if you...
not my traditional style of comedy.
Yeah, it's certainly not a traditional joke, but okay. Thanks for sharing. Again, I didn't ask.
Punched him in the head.
I know.
Arctic Monkeys with Are You Mine. You listen to the Tom and Jack podcast on probably your phone, I imagine.
Yeah, or I don't know, you might be walking past someone's bedroom and they're playing it.
Be nice.
Don't really know what I meant by that.
Just pop your head into the window of the bedroom.
Yeah.
What's that great podcast you're listening to?
Right. Do you fancy a spoonful of weather?
Pour a spoonful of
weather.
Helps the
weather spoon
go down.
The weather spoon
go down.
Weather spoon
go down. Just a spoonful
of weather
helps the
weather spoons
go down in a most delightful way.
I think the problem is, when I'm this tired, it's a bit like being hungover. Like, I'm so much more aware of the world. And I just think,
I still love that.
What are you doing with your life? I'm so proud that I made that.
You still should be. It's hilarious. It's really good.
So
here we go.
It's more of a teaspoon.
Okay, that's
full
fine.
Of weather than a tablespoon. So there's only six. People who haven't heard this before, maybe. I take reviews off TripAdvisor for a popular pub chain, which I don't think we need to say the name of.
Let's not name names.
Total anonymity.
Nasty, isn't it?
I think I should clarify for this week, because some of these don't seem... The last one in particular doesn't seem that believable. Honest to God, I would not be able to make these things up. Occasionally I change around the grammar and stuff, or I will cut out a bit that doesn't actually mean anything, or words that aren't spelt right, etc.
Some light editing.
All of these things, and I found them on Weatherspoon. Oh!
Oh no! The game's exposed.
I'll bleep that in post. I found them on the TripAdvisor.
Here we go. Do you want me to read them out, mate? You're alright.
No, I'm alright.
You're gonna struggle.
Right. I can still read. Okay.
It's all in hieroglyphs, but you can read it.
Twice in the last 3 months, we've visited and been served raw chicken. The manageress had a couldn't-care-less attitude. All they did was stick it under the grill again, which produced a meal that was nearly burnt, but still with semi-raw chicken. I have complained by email to their head office, and all we received was an email saying, "Thank you for your phone call."
That's fantastic.
I'm glad you find that as funny as I did. Jesus Christ. That's wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, that's really tickled me. Oh, God.
My husband and I had the chicken rib combo.
Phone call. Sorry, go on.
My husband and I had the chicken rib combo. Under my ribs was a Tuesday day dot. It was Sunday evening.
That might be alright.
A discount was offered. We left hungry and thirsty.
That might be alright.
Yeah.
It might have been 2 days later. What would have been wrong with that?
No, they day dot it when it's a thing. Oh, I don't know.
Well, anyway, okay, yeah, I get your point.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You're doing great.
I had 2 full glasses of wine knocked all over me on Friday by a couple of drunk strangers. This was a nuisance because it made me soaked. Well, thanks for that. The manager refused to get me a napkin, telling me I would have to wait, and then ordered me off my chair because she wanted to clean up and I was apparently right in her way.
What was that line? It made me soaked.
This was a nuisance because it made me soaked.
Well, this is a nuisance.
In case you thought, what's the matter with 2 full glasses of wine being tipped on you?
It's quite a calm and collected way to retell it, though. I wonder if she was like that on the night.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it appears I'm soaked.
Soaked. This is a nuisance to me.
What an inconvenience. Perhaps I'll have to change.
Me and my girlfriend was in today. Her burger was not cooked. Complained, and the duty manager spoke to us like crap. Made no effort to say sorry, and hit my girlfriend's foot with the chair. Don't really know.
Was it slammed, do you think?
I don't know. I also like when people say the instead of at.
Yeah, good. Delightful grammar.
Ordered two starters and two mains. They brought all four out at once. Who does that? Never in my life have I known such incompetence. A complete waste of £16.
Oh, heaven forbid.
The old favourite, eh? All right, I think you'll like this one. Spot why I don't think this is a complaint. There's one specific bit of this which I don't think constitutes a complaint.
I like this. I like it when we add a little guessing game into it.
The menu is limited with not great choice. I had chips, ham and coleslaw. A wonderful treat. Maybe a diamond wedding anniversary or something.
That nutritious meal.
The chips were burnt and dry. And the ham tasted like gammon. Would never go there again. Now, correct me if I'm
wrong. The burger tasted like beef. I will never eat here again.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Ham and gammon are essentially the same thing.
The pizza tasted like dough topped with cheese and tomato puree. I will not be attending this restaurant.
Tasted like gammon. I don't know what that
means. I hate gammon.
Do you?
Gammon.
I love a bit of gammon.
Bit of salty, dirty pork.
Right, we shouldn't really editorialise, I don't think.
No, go on.
Okay, so this is the last one. I went there and fell up the stairs. And the waiter laughed at me.
Yeah, is that fair?
Then he went to help me and pushed me down the stairs again.
I'm going to be sick.
There was no help at all. Then I asked for Coke and they gave me wine instead, which made me very drunk.
Why did you drink it? Oh god.
I then began to fight the waiter and was asked to leave.
Excuse me, sir. Your wine has made me very drunk.
Excuse me, we don't let people fight the waiters here. You're going to have to leave. I refused to and they called security. Never come in here. Well, I mean, that is just...
That's your best, yeah.
That's sort of layer upon layer of insanity.
Yeah, so properly bonkers.
Falls down the stairs, the waiter laughs, and then comes to help, pushes her down the stairs again, asks for a Coke, gets served wine, gets drunk, fights the waiter, and gets escorted out. I don't know how any of that is the place's fault.
It's like some weird sort of Steptoe and Son meets Laurel and Hardy.
I know that is sort of, if that was in Mr. Bean, you'd go, come on, mate, don't push it like this. I like it fast, but really. Oh.
For a spoonful of weather, helps the Weatherspoon go down. The Weatherspoon go down. Weatherspoon go down. Just a spoonful of weather helps the Weatherspoons go down in a most
delightful way. Well, God bless you for that. That was wonderful.
That was really drained me, though. That was the last bit of my manner.
Yeah, I'd put my body onto low power mode. I'd hit 20%.
Right.
I'm now down to red.
Really?
Yeah, I'm down to 5 now.
So that's the equivalent of watching YouTube when you're on 20%.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Why don't they let you? Why does it go over 80%? It turns it off. Don't turn it off.
Fully charge it.
Oh. There you go. That's
battery good. Sufficiently charged. Oh, is it? Do you know what I'm going to do with it? Because I'm going to watch a lot of videos in a minute.
Well,
and they're not very long.
I hope Steve Jobs isn't listening because he's just had his nose put out of joint. That's some observational comedy about having an iPhone.
Good on it.
Right. This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required.
I really feel like we're crawling across the line here.
So...
What is it, mate?
So this is the part of the show Well, I play the theme tune
from
the
Yes
TV
Minister.
Show. Oh, that would be a good one. All Good Life.
I yeah.
Neither of them have lyrics.
Oh, shame.
So, I like the TV theme tune we're about to play, and I like the TV show that it's the theme tune of. This is the run from Red Dwarf.
Couldn't be simpler.
I'm going to be honest with you, we probably won't listen to all of this.
Well, you're not going to put it on the pod anyway, so what does it matter? What? We're not going to listen to it. The listeners
no,
aren't going to listen to it.
No,
oh,
no, it's okay.
I can't. I've had enough. Dimbleby, just get me through another night.
When I shut my eyes, I can see Dimbleby burning into my retinas.
It's jowl, it's just looming over you.
Oh, good to see Eric Pickles. Oh no, of course you didn't see him.
I saw a bit of him.
I'm acting like everyone was up at 3:45 in the morning.
Sometimes you wonder who cartoons base some of those evil fat cat characters on. It's him. It's people like Eric Pickles. It's mad that those people actually exist in the world.
That looks like a sort of grotesque political cartoon of a fat banker.
Mm.
It looks like Eric Pickles is the cartoon of that, and the cartoon is the real one. he genuinely looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Eric Pickles babies and eats them. that was this week.
This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required.
So, I guess that's all we've got time for, probably. That's all we've got life energy for.
Yeah.
Oh.
We've tried. We've tried to bring some sort of sense.
I think everyone has got a clear picture of the political landscape of the UK now.
Division.
Yeah.
Largely.
In a way. if everyone could watch the video that I'm going to put in the link. No. If everyone could watch the video that I'm going to put a link to in the description of this and sign in and log on and like it, that would be very much appreciated, wouldn't it, Jack?
Yes, it's for a little competition from the comedy crowd. It would be wonderful to... It's only 2 minutes as well. It's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, and we're doing reasonably well, actually, considering.
I think if you don't want to take the time to sign up, it's literally a little thumbs up button underneath the video. I think sometimes you're allowed to just click it and it'll give you a vote. If you want to vote for us twice, click it, go and sign up, then click it again. It'll probably work.
If you've got multiple email addresses as well, you can do it as many times as you want. And apparently, if, say, you forgot the password to your old embarrassing MSN email account, you can still vote with that.
Yes.
I heard.
Good.
We'll put a link in there.
We can't really...
What?
I mean, I was going to say we can't really offer an incentive, but, I mean, we do this podcast for free every week.
Yeah,
so. What do you want? Jam on it?
I mean...
Do something back for once, you ungrateful pigs.
In terms of unwanted content, we really...
We're quite prolific. We deliver, that's for sure.
What else?
We're like...
Don't care.
We're like fishermen.
Right.
Off-market fishermen selling raw, dead, out-of-date fish.
We're like Londoners.
But we are selling it.
We are like Londoners who steal fish for eels. Even though no one eats eels in London anymore, and in fact they all get sent to Amsterdam. Except we need to find our Amsterdam for our eels. I'm so tired. I don't even know whether even I didn't know what that.
I think I got
was.
The gist of it.
Okay. Twitter/ Tom Jack Podcast, Facebook Tom and Jack Podcast. Try without either. JackTomPodcast@gmail.com.
Just Google Tom and Jack Podcast. You'll probably find all of them. If you do find another podcast called Tom and Jack Podcast, mark it as spam. Have it reported to Google. Have it shut down.
If anyone can explain like the
what the hell's going on?
No, because we're on some website. All our podcasts are on some website, and I don't know what it is, and I didn't do it, so I don't know if that's disgusting part of our podcast part. Provider. So
maybe we've got a fan base, mate. No, we don't know.
For this rubbish.
Goodbye, thank you for listening. Look after yourselves. Probably. Bye.